Hello everyone, Lisa J here, and we have another episode of No Pink Spandex.
Boop, boop.
So it is Jer and Seamus with me today, tonight, on this beautiful Sunday night.
The end of an era.
The end.
Say. Not of MPS.
Yeah, like I was like, what are you talking about? Oh yeah, that thing. So as you can tell, like every episode, we give the jokey jokes about like why people aren't here or whatever. And if you haven't realized by now, right, our cast of hosts, we rotate, right? Some flow in, some flow out. On the
some
wonderful
go to Japan, some are
more fluid than others.
On the offhand occasion, all five of us are here and it's a treat. So just to let you know, for the folks that are listening for the first time, that's how we do, right? There are five hosts and sometimes there are a full panel of hosts and sometimes it's just three of us. So that's the thing, because I was running out of reasons why people aren't here. I'm just like, give up.
Yeah, every reason so far has been incredibly believable too, so can't believe you gave it up. Just told people the truth.
Man, darn
it. I mean, like, that whole thing you guys talked about with Spy and I fighting, you know, to the death, like, that happened. That happened, like, you know, like, we
worked. Oh, my
out,
bad.
You know,
like, yeah, some of them are actually legit. Right. Yeah. Yeah. But, my bad.
Spy is dead.
I mean, like, look, like, we fought on the edge of a volcano, he dropped in, but, like, and if you happen to see, like, you know, like, a warrior clad running around talking about Zika or whatever, that might be Spy. Just saying.
Spy fell in. Now Seamus is the one with the muscles and power.
You know, I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
It's like randomly I was behind. Into the fire. Into the fire. Just, you know, randomly. So, but yeah.
And then Jared turns around and says, sweetie, Pink is out.
That's right.
Oh, goodness gracious. So, before we get to the final episode, the final episode of Ninja Steel, just a little bit of news, not too much. We, you know, we're in December now and, you know, news is kind of getting a little slow around her. So there were a couple of things that popped up in the toy realm that no shocker to us that we weren't going to get under Bandai currently. Jeremiah, what were them toys?
Oh, you mean another entry in the saga of Bandai hates women? Yes.
Yes. Wow.
We'll go with that. Yeah. So people were kind of assuming that the stuff that had been announced with the Legacy line, that there was no release date, was never going to come out in the first place. And as we've known from recent Zeal-related history, that the female figures have not been getting released properly, getting the full wide releases. They've only been hitting the shelves at GameStop. That's how you got your Zeal ladies.
I picked up immediately, just letting you know.
Yes. Although it does shockingly seem that in retrospect that they were not selling out quickly. So maybe there was a reason behind that mindset. But yeah, so we have a Psycho Red and a Psycho Blue that just came out recently. And we have Green and Silver, you know, characters that don't exist in the show because they have precedent. And
Silver,
he's not a real, he's a friggin' cosplay.
Well, it was in the show though.
Yeah, how is that for it? We have Zane cosplay, but we don't have Zane. That's weird.
Yes.
So there was actually a drawing of Zane showing that they were going to release him. So he never made the shelves. Psycho Black, there's no Psycho Black, you know. So Bandai doesn't like that either. And there's no Psycho Yellow and Psycho Pink, even though Psycho Pink is arguably the most important Psycho Ranger of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're not going to hit shelves. And we're going to assume, even though the only official announcement was we're not getting any more Psychos, but we're also going to assume we're not going to get Kira. So we're going to have an incomplete Dino Thunder team because, again, another female Ranger that was originally announced and just Bandai's almost done. We only got a couple months left. So you would assume if she was ever going to come out, they would have made an official, like, GameStop announcement by now. So none of that. But hey, we got time for Jason with the dragon shield. We got time for that.
Ugh.
With the correct gold paint.
Right. So they found the right gold paint for shield. Anything that has to do with Tommy, they find the paint.
Mm-hmm. God. Sweet. Right. Well, not dragon. Dragon's It was a little cheddary.
It wasn't as bad as Zeo Gold Ranger.
But yeah, so lots of psychos, lots of ladies all getting left on the cutting room floor with Bandai. So you have a couple of, actually, what's that, two or three lines now that are incomplete. So good job, Bandai, with your legacy line.
Well, it's all the more reason for Hasbro to pick up the slack with its Lightning collection and make better figures. That's it.
No, right? Yeah, but we mentioned this before. Like, yeah, they absolutely, like, their first line, they should have included some of these figures. They should have included, like, a straight-up nice sculpted Poissandra. That would have been fantastic. You know, all these different figures, they should have just, you know, thrown as much shade as possible at Bandai. But, man, we got Kimberly. So.
Well, they're going to paint her belt correctly this time.
That's true. And hopefully they'll have, you know, solid joints that aren't loose. So they aren't always just falling over. Just falling everywhere.
Look, I'm just saying, Hasbro, like your next wave of your Lightning collection. We already talked about the first wave, right? Second wave, just be all of these ones they canceled. So people can, like, quote unquote, finish the team, even though they won't be on the same scale or whatever. Yeah, who cares?
And quality. Right.
Yeah, it's just very disappointing. Just another, like... You know, Bandai, they're at the finish line, they're done, they're still stumbling and bumbling, and it's just like, boy, this was such a good idea in the first place, but they've just messed it up every single chance they've had.
Yeah, goodbye. Because I'm done, like, I haven't, I'm done. Bandai, it's been real. I mean, there are certain things that they've done correctly in terms of, like, the morphers look great. I mean, the, you know, from Mighty Morphin, the morphers look great, and the you know, like, there's certain, like, role play toys that they have, like, actually look great. So they've done something right. This is,
yeah, like, I mean, and their basic figures have always looked nice in the last few years, so they're not terrible, but they're also, like, you know, they're not doing anything remarkable in that vein.
Especially when you're talking about the legacy, like the high premium quality collection. Like, come on, you guys.
I think that's the one thing that's bummed me out the most is, like, you look at all the other stuff. We've talked about this before, like the Marvel Legends and all the DC Universe figures, and, like, they all look really, really nice.
Really good.
And it's the same price.
Yeah, like
it's $20 across the line for any of these bigger figures.
But
nowadays,
do you think because more people en masse buy them, so they're able to do it?
I'm sure that's part of it, but, you know, and then there's always a give and take where it's like, how much effort are you going to put in to make sure people actually do buy it? Are you willing to take a loss initially to actually get the audience? It's hard to say. And like we've said before, like, the Power Rangers section at Walmarts and all that sort of stuff is just so small nowadays. Like, they just are not giving it any attention because it's probably not selling, so they don't feel the need to give it much space.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. It's pretty sad, you know. But hey, look, I can find Power Ranger toys in, like, Duane Reade. It's so weird. It's so odd!
Go get that Red Ranger figure that was slightly remolded for Dimensions in Danger.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, I forgot about that, Lord.
Yeah.
Well, you can also get a Red Ranger with a Dragon Shield again. So, you know, how many of those you got? Enough?
Yeah, well, so. You're done, Bandai. You can leave.
I wonder what's going to be the official last Bandai toy that comes out for Power Rangers.
They're re-releasing, well, toy, but they're re-releasing a bunch of the morphers and the dragon daggers and stuff like that. So that's going to be selling for a bit until early next year or so.
Yeah, you can go get your American-only Gorilla Ninja Steel Zord that for some reason people can only find at TJ Maxx.
I saw that at TJ Maxx the other day.
That's hilarious.
I was like, what is this? What am I looking at? This is garbage. Get away from me.
That's yes. hilarious.
And the psychos and Trent are continuing the tradition of, why is it only really easy to find legacy figures at Walgreens?
Oh, the Walgreens is back in the game? Oh, man.
Oh, get your Walgreens figures, kids. All the good stuff.
Shoot, not my Walgreens. Anywho. So, so I think that was it for news recently, right? That was it? Okay.
I mean, I would imagine so.
Let's move on to the main event of the evening, which is you thought that the finale, you know, we had it already. No. The tradition is the real finale. Yeah. It's the Christmas special.
The question is, can Ninja Steel top dinosaurs with Santa hats?
No, it can't, because that was. I remember seeing that. I remember because I was on a trip back down the country, and I was in a Starbucks, and I'm like, okay, I got to review this episode, but I'm like camping and stuff. So, but I'm sitting in a Starbucks. The episode starts within 5 seconds. I'm like, no, this is not happening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's happening.
Not real? See, like I was a fan. It was dumb. But when, because Samurai, you know, was in the middle of their show, quote unquote, so them having their Christmas special, not that big a deal. Their first one. Their second one was after the finale, but it took place before the finale. And I'm like, that's fine. It's kind of dumb, but it's fine. It means your actual finale can be dramatic and actually end the show. But no, now we have these weird, or we might, I mean, I guess we're prologues? Still going to get them. We have these weird postscripts.
No, wait, epilogues. Wait, I always do this wrong. Which one is which?
What?
There's epilogue. Epilogue. Takes place after. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, we have these epilogues, okay? I'm just like, hey, by the way.
And if it was like all character stuff, like if it was all right. Just like, see where everybody ended up. Like we have a big action in the finale and then we use this for all the denouement. That'd be great. But here, now let's remember the Rangers had given up their powers to the Ninja Star. The Ninja Star had flown off into the ether, and they all walked off, and that was the end.
Right. Right. But this time...
What a finale. Nope.
How did the episode begin? Because I missed a couple of minutes.
Well, they did a different recap with the same crazy voice.
The voice, okay. I think the one thing I did not... I don't remember talking about on the finale was the recap for the finale yes! was amazing. I'm just saying.
Calvin and Haley broke up.
And they broke up.
Yes. Like, he's so serious about this nonsense.
I love, dude. That guy needs an award. Like, that dude is killing it.
Hilarious. So I'm kind of mad that I missed the recap. I'm a little mad, but I'll watch it after or whatever. But like, yes, like what was the recap?
Well, he just, you know, started out with the recap that you would normally hear at the beginning of the episode, but then they reminded you, oh, by the way, remember at the beginning of the season, Sledge showed up for no reason and then left for the entire season. And then they recapped the fact that the what's it called? The Galaxy Warrior place was abandoned after all the bad guys were killed. And so it's just a very quick setup to actually cut to Sledge's ship.
Oh,
tooling around space. Yeah.
I see.
Just tooling around space. And they're like, oh, there's the Warrior Dome. Whatever it was. Is it Warrior Dome? I don't know whatever it is. But so then they get on there. So it's just Sledge, Poisandra, and Wrench. Nope, nobody else is left. Kirio is doing something. Doing his thing. I don't know. So then they get on a tiny little ship from their big ship, and then they go over to the Warrior Dome, which, remind you, is completely abandoned at this point in time. No one is there except for a handful of foot soldiers. Remember that.
And the sign is, like, messed up and everything. Yeah. Yeah. As it should be. Right.
And then Sledge just generically wants to steal the new team of Rangers, you know, gimmick, because he couldn't get the gimmicks from the last team that he wanted. He's like, now I want these gimmicks. I must have them.
He's like, oh no, poor Sandra doesn't want me to get these things. I'll let her have her own talk show.
I don't understand what the, maybe I missed it, but like, what was the problem of, with Sledge wanting to get the Rangers things, and why would that make Poissandra angry?
Because she's not like focusing on him. On
her? Yeah, I guess.
Oh no, yeah, he's not focusing on her is what I mean to say.
Yeah.
Well, sure, I mean, but you can multitask. Like, you can kill two birds with one stone.
But didn't you hear her?
Yeah, her whole thing in Dino Charge was like, you care more about the Energems than me.
Oh, that was, okay. I see.
He has been ignoring her for 65 million years.
I see. And now he's like, after the new shiny.
Or has it been 65 million years? Because remember, let's all flash back to the Dino Charge Supercharge finale. This was the Sledge that had been in the past. Or was this the Sledge we'd always seen? I can never remember which Sledge actually went into the sun.
Yeah, that's what she said during her talk show rant, was that it was 65 million years.
Okay, so these are the original ones. Okay, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But yeah, let's not invest too much mental energy into remembering which Sledge and Poise. Like, who cares? It's all... They're all the same.
The question I have with them bringing back... Like, look, all right, them bringing back them at the beginning of this season made no sense. There was no reason they did it. They wanted to bring in a new villain. They couldn't have thought of any other way when they just had other villains just show up out of nowhere super easily. And so what the implications of this to me is, like, do they think Sledge is, like, a popular villain?
I was about ready to say, you have to understand that from the mindset of the people who are making this show, despite all evidence to the contrary... Like, Sledge and his crew are fan favorites. Like, here we go.
I mean, they were from the only...
Yeah, we're doing you a favor.
They were the only... I mean, it's so skewed, right? Because they were from the only season that we liked in the last 8 years.
Right. Yeah. That's really what it is. It's like, oh, you guys like Dino Charge. It's because of them. I'm like, no. No.
I mean, Poissandra's great. Like, you can bring her back whenever.
I mean, but, like, if in the grand scheme of, like, oh, which villains you I want to bring back, I'm not going to think of them too. No offense to Poissandra. I like her, but, you know.
Yeah, and remember, people, when we say Dino Charge is what we liked, it's by default. It's you know, compared to everything around it, it's okay. It's okay. It's good. You know, it did its thing. Fan favorite? No. Not really. I mean, maybe if you brought Heckle back, that might be interesting. I don't know. He's kind of okay.
Oh, yeah, that would have been something.
Right? And then you can have him, you know, you can bring Amy Jo Johnson back, and they can start creeping on each other, and that's going to be... That's cool. That's believable. Let's do that.
It's just a weird thing where it's like, why? It's just a strange thing. I mean, yeah, like, you've defeated all the bad guys, so, you know, you don't want to just, like, bring them back for no reason, but it's just such a... It was such a weird choice to say, no, Sledge is still alive. That's one of the many choices in these last couple of years where I'm like, why? Why did you do this? It's like, is Sledge our new recurring villain that comes in every year, every so often? Is that it now? If he shows up in Beast Morphers, no. Don't do that.
Well, and to me, this is the same sort of mentality that they had with Dimensions in Danger, and we'll see it again later in this episode with Coda, and it's the whole idea of, here's something from a season before this one. All we have to do is show it to you and you'll be happy, right? That's it. That's all we need to do. It's here. It's a thing from the past. So you guys like it, right? Huh?
It's so weird that this is like outside of anniversary specials or anniversary seasons. This is one of the all too rare moments of interseason continuity. And it's such a baffling choice that this is the thing they go with.
Right?
Then we go to the high school where they get a little mess. They get a little box from Wes, and Haley strangely remarks, she's like, well, we're still Power Rangers. I'm like, is that like just in a general sense, like once a ranger, always a ranger? But the way she said it made it seem like, no, they actually still had their powers, but they don't.
Like she made a point of, I guess maybe the idea is like, well, when we were Power Rangers last year, we helped Santa deliver gifts, and so we're Power Rangers at heart, so we're going to deliver gifts, I don't know. I mean, I understand that, as we learned later in this episode, that the Rangers have Santa on speed dial, but...
Mm-hmm. God.
So, like, yeah, it's just a very weird phrasing.
So they open the box, and they're like, look, it's a communication from Wes. Wes shows up. Look, that's Wes, all right. I'm like, we can see. We have eyes.
Hey, guys,
Wes from Time Force. Oh, my gosh, it's a prison from Wes. Oh, hi, Wes. Hey, how you doing? Wes, this is Wes.
Hi, I'm Wes.
Oh, my gosh.
Awesome.
And here's Jason Fought just on his green screen. Like, literally just learned his lines. He's like, wait, what? What am I saying? Okay,
wearing the same clothes that he wore.
You could tell they were, like, done with Dimensions in Danger. And then, like, he's about ready to catch a plane back to America. Like, oh, hold on. Can you just give us a couple lines real quick before you catch that shuttle? Okay, cool.
They actually made him late for his flight. Yes. He missed his flight. Connection. Had to stay at New Zealand Airport for an extra 19 hours.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was, again, minimal effort to be like, hey, thing from the past, there it is. Oh, you guys love it, right? Go, 25 years, whatever. I don't know. So, yeah, so he just, like, gives them, like, oh, here's a device that can let you go wherever you want, whenever you want. I'll just casual. Here you go. Cool.
You know, here's a timer from Sliders. All right, there you go.
Here's the thing, you guys. Here's the thing. He, being a Time Force Ranger, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was this whole, I mean, for us at the time, this whole big to-do that these Rangers really weren't really traveling through time to go save people and save people from different different situations with monsters and that sort of thing. Okay, like that was like an issue. Like they're like, oh, you traveled through time once. Oh, and then like you sent some other stuff from the future into the past to like help out the past or whatever. But it really wasn't time travel in the sense that we thought that we were gonna get when the show was on.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Are they trying to make up for that now? Are they kind of like, hey, here's a thing where you can travel through time to help out and dimensions to help out whomever, whenever, wherever.
Is this like the new thing where now like every team just has like the portal gun from Rick and Morty and they can just go hopping around and visit Coda or RPM land whenever they want?
Oh my gosh, Calvin would make a great Morty. He's pathetic.
He's such a wimp. He's such a loser.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I would be all
it's
about
not fair. Our Rangers are Calvin.
Yes, Haley needs to be in charge. Haley needs to be our Rick. That would be fantastic.
But it's so weird to me that, like, look, this dimension hopping thing didn't need to be a thing. Samurai did not need to put RPM in another universe. Dino Charge did not need to end with dinosaurs.
Yeah,
you don't need this.
That's the bigger one. Like, I understand if it sucks, but I understand if you want to coward your way out being like, we can't make RPM fit. It's too good. I don't know. But like, even like Dino Charge, like, really? You actively came up with the dumbest finale you could think of that forced your hand to make this a different dimension. You are lazy.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like, I was upset about RPM, but I'm like, okay, I can understand. I can get it. Okay, it's fine. But Dino Charge is just a regular schmegular season. Just regular schmegular. Like, you did not have to go so far down the rabbit hole of Deus Machina. Like, you didn't have to.
Right, like, I actually feel like that they did it with Dino Charge just to try to make us feel less bad about RPM. So they're like, there's another season that's like it too, okay? We're not just shuffling off your precious RPM. We did it with another season. It's okay now, right, guys? Right? No?
I would love to hear the reason why. Like, I mean, I honestly, I'm sure that a lot of it is a lot of the people at Saban, now Hasbro, they saw the decision was made and now they're having to be forced to work with it, which I appreciate, right? Like, you know, if you're given a crap hand, they're doing their best, right? But anyway, back to this episode. So
Hold on. Just one more thing before.
Yeah, sure.
I just find it hilarious, right? That there have been finales where a certain person was at the head of the show. And they all had to deal with either alternate dimensions, time travel, or like retroactively be like, hey, now you can time travel through alternate dimensions. Hey, this is a thing you can do now. I'm just saying that it's kind of a little bit of a coincidence.
Yeah. And now it's just, it's going to be a lazy excuse. So when they have a 30th anniversary, we can have more teams show up and we don't have to explain it. They got the thing that Wes gives everybody the thing. There it is.
Is that
guys.
The parting gift that everyone gets now?
As soon as you beat your main villain, you get a nice little red box wrapped up with a little portal dealy.
Hey, you know, women love the little teal box from Tiffany's. They look forward to that. Everybody's going to, all Rangers are going to be looking forward to big red boxes. That's it. They're like, ooh, I wonder if we're going to get our red box. Let's beat our master. Let's beat the main boss. Let's go that. Yeah, so.
I still think that Ninja Steel would have been better if Red Bot was just a red box. Like the DVD rental service. Like, he's just sitting in the corner.
Stupid. Would have been more helpful. It was there the whole time.
No, that's what Brody is like. Oh, you know, I loved that red box machine when I was a kid, and that's what inspired my Zord.
Oh my gosh.
All right, yes, let's go back to the episode.
So the Rangers are just chilling, and then Sledge shows up with another ninja monster that was from an episode that was too wacky that they didn't adapt it.
Wait a minute, hold on. What's his name? When Wes said, hey, now you can fight everybody everywhere, every time, anytime, they're like, oh snap, really cool, like, but like, man, how? And then all of a sudden,
oh god, yeah.
Oh, that's right, yeah, the star just descend. Look, if you were, see, here's the thing, right? Because they don't lose their powers by any episode. Why did you have it go away if it was just going to come back?
Yeah.
And it wasn't even like some triumphant moment. It was just, oh, the star's back. Why do we have our stars? Oh, wait, Sledge is here. You know, there was nothing behind it.
Well, you don't remember, Jer, like the legend said. Oh, the legend said, come down.
Ancient scrolls told of three.
Oh, yes. My gosh. Yeah.
It's such a weird thing, like you wrote this like right after that last one, right? Like, why didn't you just have it? Like, you didn't
stay. You didn't have to go anywhere.
Yeah, they could have just been like, well, what it could have been is that there could have been like a nice little scene where all the Rangers are like, oh, you know, I guess we're gonna give up our stars and whatever. And then Mick does his little fake out where he's like, no, you are. You're still Power Rangers. Yeah.
Or they could just each one of them could just put their stars back into the Ninja Nexus Prism, whatever, and say like, all right, we cool for now. But if we ever need it again, break that.
Yeah, and the prism doesn't
the glass.
Fly away.
Yeah.
Like, Mick's like, I'll watch over it while I'm still being your shop teacher. And then when they were putting, like, presents away, like, the prism activates again. They're like, wait a minute. Is there evil around? Boom, Sledge comes down. Done.
Yeah, like, I don't understand, like, why they have this mindset. But you don't have to end a season with the Rangers giving up their powers. It's not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird.
Speed did it just fine. It's like, yeah, they gave them up, but it's not like they like disappeared or anything. Mitchell was ready to hand it right back to them.
Yeah, like you're semi-retired. It's fine.
Time Force, they all still have their powers.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just a very bizarre thing to do unless you actually have a story point behind it. So. But yeah, so yeah, they get their powers, and then Sledge shows up with the random monster, and the monster turns five of the Rangers into snowmen, which is legit cute. I enjoy it.
It's funny.
Yeah, it's nice. But Preston got out of the way. He they opened up the portal, and he fell in the portal with Sledge. They went into the portal. He tackled Sledge, something like that. And yeah, sliders. So yeah, so then the other Rangers get captured, and they go to the Poise show. And guess what? We're back on the Warrior Dome ship thingamajig.
Full of monsters.
All the same stock footage monsters they shot once. They're all back. Ship's fine. They abandoned it once. Then they came back. And then they abandoned it again. And they came back.
Yep.
So, and that, I think that's the thing that also like really confuses me. Is like, if they just keep abandoning the ship every time it's destroyed. And it's destroyed again at the end of this episode. Like, are these monsters just, like, all walking around Earth now, or what?
Yeah, like, where'd they go?
Like, are there like 50 Necrolize just chilling somewhere? What's going on?
I don't know where they go when they're in space. They're like in the air. They're in the air. Like, where are they going? Like, where are they going?
Exactly.
Like, yeah, it could have just been, like, we didn't need to have it all full up with people. It could have just been Poissandra had them tied up there, and she's like, you're going to be on my show, and we're going to broadcast this to the universe.
Yeah, it's just another really weird thing that they just don't tie up their loose ends. But, yeah, so all the Rangers are captured, and this is where we get to a clip show, you know, a couple of clips.
Which I will have to say, this part of the episode was the best part.
Weirdly, by right? Far. That the clip show is the best part?
Yeah. By far.
Showing because... clips from the episodes we liked?
Yeah, because... they actually picked good episodes to clip from.
Yes.
And it was couched in the notion that Poissandra is having the Rangers, she's talking to the Rangers, and she's bringing up love and this, that, and the third. And then ever so often, she would slip into a story about how Sledgehams, he didn't do this for me, and he didn't do that for me, and I can't believe that he... And, you know, she would get kind of hype, you know what I'm saying? So then the Rangers would figure out, like, oh, so if we get her angry, right, then... that will kind of like, you know, press our buttons and then we can get that out of here. So that whole thing, it was so cute.
My favorite part was when, Calvin told the story? And I don't remember the exact like clip it was or whatever, but then at the end, Poissandra's like, you're an awful boyfriend.
He's yes.
Like,
I am.
It's like, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, I am. I'm like, don't act like that's a lie. That's just true, Calvin.
Right, it's time for the Pumpkin Council to laser eye him. I'm cool with
there
that.
There was something where it was all about, you know, like, and then it like turned into like, well, but like, you know, our relationship is so great, and like, yeah, it's like you and Sledge talk all the time, right? And she's like, no, we don't.
We don't.
Well, Sandra was great, like, legitimately amazing in this episode.
Yeah, I miss her.
Like, that's the thing, and it's so weird, right? That this. Part of the episode. This episode doesn't know what it wants to be. It's like 1/4 finale ? 1/4 clip show. 1/4 team up. 1/4 regular episode.
Yeah, and it does none of them super well. But so
the clip show is the best part. Which is weird.
They did the clip. The clip show was the best part. Like it truly was. Like I enjoyed watching episodes that didn't suck, and I enjoyed. I enjoyed Poissandra getting upset, like, how awful and terrible Sledge is, because he is, and I don't know why you stay with that man, or monster, or whatever he is.
Yeah, it's amazing how, like, better a clip show can be when you have an actual framing device for it, and it's not just, like, here's reasons why the Rangers are good or bad, or, oh, you just remember the time when, you know, when you actually have a reason behind it, it's not nearly as bad? Shocking?
They also, because they were provoking Poissandra with, like, sort of conflict-type things, they had to flash back to the episodes where the Rangers actually had some kind of conflict, which made it better.
Right? Like, where's this actually, this Ninja Steel season that they're flashing back to? I want to see that one.
Right?
That one might be good.
See, here's the thing, right? Can you imagine if Preston was like, yeah, like, and has Sledge ever, like, put a ribbon for you on a tree?
No! Oh, God. He's never done that!
Does Sledge ever use his watch to cheat on a test?
Yes, he does!
In fact, he cheats more than on just a test. He's cheated on me!
It's like, with who? Wrench? There's nobody else around.
Yes! Does Sledge ever hang out with Uncle... I'm sorry, Tom.
Oh.
Does!
Oh, no. He's there with the robot of the brother, the Aiden robot.
Oh, poor Sandra.
Does Sledge ever have more chemistry with someone else than you? And they're actually way cuter together? Yeah!
Oh. Okay. So then we get to the Preston stuff. And here we go. More of the current people in charge not understanding how to give us moments and actual team-ups that we care about.
Because the portal opens, Preston falls out, and he just falls out into random forest, which, like, if you did not know better, you would think is in present day. You know? Right. You know what I'm saying? And, like, because they don't color correct the footage. They don't, you know, they have one pterodactyl swoop through. So honestly, I thought, I'm like, is this present day Dino Charge? Like, you don't know.
Oh no, I got thrown to New Zealand. Oh no, what'll I do?
Yeah. Sledge there's like, oh, I'm going to Gretra. Sledge is the worst.
He might be the least threatening main villain we've ever had.
Yeah, like he's not a, like, I like his bumbling, but he's least, not threatening at all.
Least threatening than Grum on a bike.
Yeah. I think so. Like, because Grum at least had like a personal connection to Doggy.
Hmm.
So he could mess with him mentally a little bit. He had his wife. Like, come on, like, right?
Yeah.
That's something.
And then Coda shows up, you know, in his whole caveman outfit, saves Preston, and he's like, look, you know, it me, Coda. And this is not this moment. Like, they do hug, which is, you know, cute. Mm-hmm. But as I'm watching this, the thing is that they don't have anything like a deep interaction. It's just like Preston's like, we gotta save my friend. It's like every other Ninja Turtle episode. It's like Coda's like, I'm here. Preston's like, we gotta save my friends. And Coda's like, oh, okay. They have a little fight, but there's no like deep, meaningful interaction. The whole point of this scene is to make you point at the screen and go, they're brothers in real life. Wow.
Not even like, oh, thank you, Preston. You like brother to me. Like something!
Yeah, any sort of anything. Nod or wink or anything that showed that you cared for just a moment, just a tiny bit of a moment at all.
See, here's the thing for me is that we didn't, like, I mean, it's cute to see them team up or whatever else, although I don't think it's very handled very well, but you didn't need this whole thing. Like, you could have just had more of the Poissandra clip show because you could have just had... Jer suggested this while we were watching the episode, so this was his idea. Just have, like, in the actual anniversary episode, just have them have one little moment. Just a little tiny moment.
Right?
Where they have the you're like a brother to me, or some dumb thing, or, like, they do some power attack, and they're like, yeah, we're in sync, or some dumb crap like that.
Well, the Halloween episode having Preston dress as a caveman was better.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that was like, oh, see, I get it. It's not in my face. I see what you're doing. That's cute.
Yeah, like, here it's just like, oh, okay, the Blue Ranger met another Blue Ranger. Okay, all
right. And it's not, and here's the thing. This could work, right? It's like, even though the characters are not actually related in the show, like, you know, Preston and Coda are not brothers nor cousins. You know, that's Preston's cousin, Zach. And... but they could have always a chanced it, right? Where they had like an actual like character thing where like you learned what Coda's been up to living in the past, right? Like, what's that like for him to have all this knowledge of the future and learn in the past? Or Preston has something that he needs to take care of. But no, here it's just, hey, we're here. Oh, hi, let's go take care of this guy. Like, that's it.
It's nothing where, hey, I saw you. I mean, yeah, it was like for a second. Like, but like, hey, you know, what's up? What you been doing? I know my friends are, you know, in trouble and everything. But like, there's nothing even during the fight. Like, you know how we've had fights in the past where they're fighting, but they're also talking, you know? But yeah. Like, oh, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we talk about how Always a Chance is such a great reference. But you know what's slightly less good but still better than this is the first time you had the two Blue Rangers when it was friggin' Justin showing up.
Oh, yeah!
Like, that was better, because it was just like, oh, when Justin's like, oh, TJ, you're in blue, that's cool, alright, yeah, nice, little moment, then we're done, we're moving on.
Yeah,
and you showed Justin doing stuff.
And you got to check in on what Justin was doing. He's like, I miss you guys. That, like, that kind of thing. Like, it doesn't need to be super intense. You know, we don't need to have, like, a dark story or anything like that. We don't need to be, like, Coda being, like, I was thrown out of my tribe. And now I live by myself.
But, and it was so nice because, I mean, you know, at the time, you know, none of us liked Justin. Let's be real. But it was still, like, it was still one of those things where it's like, oh, my God, the Rangers just left and Justin's just chilling there. So to check in on him, it felt good. Like, okay, all right, he's doing his thing. You know, he's hanging out with his dad. He's having fun. He's, okay, cool. You know, some closure.
Also, there's a weird thing when Preston and Coda are talking to each other. Preston is like, Coda, I need your help.
Right. As if the whole 25th anniversary special, people weren't speaking normally and Coda was understanding.
Right? Like,
I don't understand why they chose that moment for Preston to talk like, he don't understand. And then he would talk normally, and then he would just be like this, and then he would go back to this.
Preston talking like an ignorant American to somebody who speaks Spanish. I'll talk louder and slower, and then you will suddenly understand.
See, it would have been, like, it still wouldn't have made sense that he did it, but it would have been great if Coda was like, I know what you're saying.
That's what I was waiting for. Honestly, I was really waiting for that moment. I thought, like, oh, okay, this is going to be a joke. Like, he's like, no, like, man, I understand what you're saying. Like, let's go. Like, I know your friends. I remember that. I met them before. Okay, let's go. Like,
or do something, like, Coda-related. Like, have Coda ask Preston if he has a hamburger. Like, that'd be cool.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, or, like, maybe when they're in the Ninja Steel dimension, like, do you have Bronto Burger in this dimension? Like, something cute.
Yeah,
you know?
anything that like, says, hey, this is Coda. He has a character. Let's remember that. Let's not just Sudarsus. All right, great.
Like, again, didn't even do that. Didn't even reference that.
No.
And for a lot of fans, it's like, oh, hey, look, we know them. It's great. Isn't this cute? And like, yes, it's very cute to see them, like, you know, hug and stuff. It's nice. But you just watch it and you're just like, this is it? Like, this is all you got?
Right. And you mentioned this too, is like, even for like the super casual fans, the little kids who don't know anything about this. For them, you could have given them the morph, right? You could have given them that, something to be like a flashy moment, and you couldn't even do that. Like,
they do their little, it's morph in time, flash morph.
Yeah, just a flash of light, and then they're both fighting Sledge for like 2 seconds.
In nondescript forest field.
Right? And then a dinosaur shows up, which I guess maybe could count as a reference to the beginning of Dino Charge, maybe?
Mm.
Because the first monster they fought got beaten up by the random dinosaur, the T-Rex that showed up. So maybe that's a thing. But, like, it shows up, and then, like, Sledge legit screams like a little girl and runs and flails away.
I thought he was from, like, 5 billion years ago. Like, I don't understand. I don't really get the grasp of him being afraid of dinosaurs when he was around dinosaurs all the time. Like, I don't get it.
No, and it's just another emasculating moment for a character who has never seemed like a main villain. So
I'm like, okay, we gotta go save the friends. Mm-hmm. So they go back to the ship.
Yes, and it's nice because because Sledge and Poissandra are having a domestic. So that's when
Poissandra slaps him.
Right. Nice. And that's when the Blue Rangers, you know, slyly free them, cut their little bond.
Well, the slap happened after everything.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yes, beforehand, like what's her net? She, Poissandra was getting quite upset with Sledge, and they were having their argument, and that's when the two Blues were freeing everybody. Right. Yet the monsters weren't really saying anything about the Rangers being freed, you know? It's just everybody's just cheering, and that's it. I don't understand.
Right? Can you imagine if you just heard all the crowd being like, "Look behind you,"
or just start booing? They could just start booing. Yeah, and then they could wonder what's going on. Like, oh my gosh.
Right. You've only seen the Rangers on the ship foiling plans like a dozen times in the last 2 years, but okay, cool, good job. Yeah. So like. I'm trying to remember, like...
So, like, the other Rangers morph, and then we learn that they have legit... Someone says a lot, like, they get to, like, the edge of the ship. Santa's just there.
Oh, that's right. They go out the garbage chute again. But then, like, the monster's like, oh, I'll go meet them on the ground. Which is a way to incorporate the Sentai footage, because she beats them there. But yeah, the Rangers go out the garbage chute, and then was Brody's like, I called Santa!
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, while we were running here, I called Santa. I'm like, the ability for the Rangers to just phone up Santa is so dumb. I do love it.
So the Rangers don't have any way of teleporting or, you know, super high jumping or ability from...
Brody was able to just land on the planet just fine.
Yeah. I still...
Or they couldn't all turn themselves into a giant ninja star and just, like, fly down to Earth.
No, you're only allowed to do that the one time.
They don't have Zords that they can call to help them.
They do. They definitely do. They're there. But yeah, I just love the fact that since the last Christmas special, we is when we've had it confirmed that Dino Charge is a different dimension, which means that Fresno Bob Santa is the same Santa from that universe. So we now have confirmed that Santa is a transdimensional being of immense power that can just hop from dimension to dimension whenever he feels like it.
Well, the thing is, no. There's one universe where he's not Santa. That's the RPM world. Santa became Fresno Bob.
Oh, see, and that's why why do you even need to run extortion rackets when you've got cosmic power? It's just, come on.
That's why that world was taken over by Vengeance. There was no Santa to stop it. Yeah, see? Gotcha.
It all hinges on Fresno Bob. He must not have made some deal like the Santa Claus to become
Santa Claus. I was waiting for it.
Fresno Bob did not make some Tim Allen like deal to become the Santa Claus in the RPM universe, and it caused everything to go to hell.
Yes.
Unbelievable, Fresno Bob. Uncool.
Oh, we did. And then in the actual, other universes, the Southtown Sweet Tooths took over all their turf. So, there you go.
I just imagine that all of those extras, the Sweet Tooths and all of them just in elf costumes.
Yes.
At the North Pole, making toys. Amazing.
So they land on the planet. They land on Earth and they have their little Sentai fight. I zoned out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, and normally it's not as blatant to me when it is a Sentai fighter. It isn't, I'm just like, oh, okay, well, I mean, I know they use footage here and there and they incorporate it somehow, but this time I'm just like, yeah, like why is Rando yellow and pink, like helping out Red instead of like the whole team?
Well, and you can tell they're like at a school, like it looks like a Japanese school in the background. And then you see like a soccer goal. So it's like, yeah, this does not fit in the slightest. And then they do the Zord battle and they get turned into a snowman. So I guess that fits with the beginning of the episode, right? So snowman, And like their big plan is to combine the Zords once they're thrown into the snowman and then they can pop out of it. So, yeah.
Because it's cute.
Yay!
For the kitties, it's cute. Attack of the Abominable Snowman.
And then what happens to Sledge and Poisandra? Don't they get like knocked out? And they're like, oh no.
Well, I mean, during this time is when Coda sneaks back on the ship with a gift.
Mm-hmm.
He plants a nice big green box for them, and then at the end is when, yes, Poisandra and Sledge are still having their fight. And then Wrench is like, oh, I found a gift here. And then Sledge is like, yeah, I got that for you. That was me. I totally got you a gift. And then they read the card, and it says, from the Rangers. And she opens up the gift, and it's a bomb!
That was cute. I like that. That was nice. Callback to one of my favorite Dino Charge things.
Yes, an actual callback. See how that works? Actual callback. That wasn't, too in your face, too much time or anything. Just a fun little line. That's how you do it.
It worked. It felt natural. You built up to it.
Mm-hmm. So they get blown up again, and all the monsters, I assume, get scattered. All the crowd gets scattered across the world.
Sledge is not dead, I guess, and now in the main Power Rangers universe.
Yeah,
he has been for a year. So
remember, they've not confirmed. A giant bomb went off, and more than likely did not kill Sledge, Poisandra, and Wrench, even though in the last episode, a bunch of small bombs killed a bunch of other villains from juggling.
But then this bomb split the ship in half.
Yes, yeah, split it in twain. So, we'll see.
See you next year, Sledge.
Yep.
Stop.
You know it's going to happen. That's going to be their thing. Sledge is going to show up for the Beast Morphers Christmas special.
And he'll say it's a bomb every year. Every year it's going to happen. That's my prediction.
Like, at least do something cool next time. Like, kill him with one of, like, Zed's dreidel bombs or something.
No, just let him die. Let him die. His costume isn't that great either. It's not that great. He's not a good villain. Just die.
Bring Kirio back. I want Kirio and Poissandra.
You could bring them back. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Love them.
But, like, not as villains, just as, like, bit roles.
Yeah. Something.
No. Make them your recurring wacky duo. I don't care.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Like, every year, Poissandra's trying to get attention on Christmas or whatever. Like, that'd be cute.
Something. But.
So then the Rangers are with Coda.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes, Coda. Coda decided... like, I love how they have this, like, trans-dimensional portal that anybody would kill to have, and you're just using it for jokes and jumping around whenever you feel like it. But, yes, he used it with the help of Santa. Coda was able to get them all sweet Christmas presents, and they all got plastic clubs.
And then he's like, you come back to my time. We will have a very merry caveman Christmas. And the Rangers are like, yeah, they all jump through the portal, and that's the end.
Yes. They all
The last line of the Saban Brands era of Power Rangers is a very merry caveman Christmas.
And really the last line should have been, it's a bomb.
It should have been.
That should have been the end. Yes. Because it was 8 years of a bomb.
Ooh. So yeah, this episode, like we said, a very confused episode. Not really sure what it's trying to be. This is technically a team-up episode. Yeah. It's my least favorite team-up.
Well, I mean, okay. So Ninja Steel as a whole has had 2 team-ups. Episodes?
Well, 3 if you count like the one before Dimensions in Danger where they had little cloaks and show Wes's morpher and all that junk.
It's
a prelude. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, think... that prologue to the team up episode. But yeah, like one official team up and one, like we said, always a chance, true blue to the rescue type of team up episode,
which has been more than we have gotten in recent years.
For sure.
Mark?
Well, existing and being good are 2 different concepts.
Well,
also
Super Mega Force, like Casey showed up in that one episode. But that was anniversary year. Although we just listed.
So this is one too.
Yeah, the anniversary year. God. That barely had anything more than an actual regular season did back in the day. So. Yeah.
I mean, like, at least Super Mega Force was billing itself as this is a big anniversary, quote unquote, season. Whereas Super Ninja Steel was this is a season that's taking place in an anniversary. Super Mega Force was much more like, oh, look, we have all these suits, da 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 da. They didn't do that much with it, right? But they still, you know, they hyped themselves up more for that.
Yeah. But.
But it's over, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's over.
This is the real end of Super Ninja Steel and the end of the Saban Brands era, although I think we are all suspecting that at least Beast Morphers will be kind of more of the same of the sort of style we've had. I would like it to be different, of course.
And yes.
But Hasbro will be the start of what people will probably call like the Hasbro era or whatever.
Yeah, Beast Morphers is going to be where the stench will linger. It takes a while to leave the room. It's wafting.
I mean, I would love if that before filming, Hasbro bought the franchise, they looked at what they had, they're like, nah, this is garbage. Get out of here. You got to rewrite this. Mm-hmm. I don't think that happened. Right. I would like it to have happened.
Mm-hmm. But again, it's probably leftover BM in BM.
God, so. Stop. You're going to make that joke all next year, aren't you? Aren't you?
Yep. Hey, again, it's up to them. It is up to them. The same thing when people tell you to write good reviews. Good stuff gets good reviews. Good stuff doesn't get BM jokes. That's how it works.
Yeah, you know, like I already said all my thoughts on Ninja Steel, and this episode was just more of the same, honestly. Like it was, I guess, one of the technically better Ninja Steel episodes. Doesn't say much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my point before was, like, it's better because it broke from the formula. It's not better because it's good. It's better because, you know, you did something different. So I was forced to be like, oh, wake up from my coma and be like, oh, something's different here. Okay, cool, great. awesome. But yeah, not actually good.
Out of the holiday episodes, where does it rank?
Like all holiday episodes?
Mm-hmm. You mean the four for Ninja Steel or all Christmases in general? Because like Ninja Steel's had four holiday specials. Is that your? I don't know.
All of them.
So all of them, like all Power Rangers. Wow. Okay. So
we haven't had that many.
We haven't had that many, and most of them are from the last 8 years.
I was going to say, we've had a lot in the last 8 years, but before that, not many.
Yeah, when I did because that, like, top Halloween episodes article for Den of Geek, I was like, oh my god, half of these are from the last 8 years.
Yeah, but, like, A Season to Remember is the best one of all time. Like, all know that. Like, that's fine. Of all time.
Correct.
So we get that.
Correct.
And then we've had holiday VHS specials.
Alpha's Magical Christmas is
okay. I would watch this before Alpha's Magical Christmas. Alpha's Magical Christmas is awful.
Alpha's Magical Christmas only gets point because that's where I started the Tiger Zord fuel joke. So that's where you get points.
I would rank this. I mean, it's not that great. Like, yeah, I guess it's better than Samurai Super Samurai Finale where they're all stuck in the Megazord or Samurai. It's snowing.
Does the episode
better than Robo Night Before Christmas?
Well, yeah, it's not racist. Okay, cool.
I don't know that whole Coda. Oh. I have to speak slowly to you.
Yeah, but that's an Asian guy talking to an Asian guy.
Can you imagine if that was Calvin doing that to Coda?
Ooh. Oh my god, that would be bad. That would be bad. Does the episode of Dino Thunder count where they use the Christmas footage from Sentai?
No.
That's Christmassy. That's Christmassy. Because Connor has to go Christmas shopping with his mom, right?
That's right. That.
So that counts. That's better. Does Carlos and the Count count?
No. I mean, like, you can if you wanted to rank Halloween episodes, but it's not like, you know, I don't know. Like, because so many of the Halloween or even Christmas specials for the past 8 years have been so samey. And, like, besides the obvious worst one of Robo Night Before Christmas, they're all kind of like the same. I mean, like, I guess this Christmas episode is technically one of the better ones from the last 8 years.
I was going to say, what about the Samurai one where they basically tell you that Bulk and Spike are living in abject poverty?
Or what about Ninja Steel's last year where they put more planning into the holiday clip show Christmas episode than they did their actual finale?
Oh, that's right, where they're, like, jumping through and talking to themselves. Brody's like,
oh, right.
Brody's like, you gotta do this thing or something, or like, they're in the finale. It's weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, no, it was Sarah who was, like, trying to figure out, like, okay, if I go back this far tell this person to do this thing so I can solve this problem.
Well, that one was so better because it had more Santa. So that one went. That one's better than this one because it has more Santa. Sorry.
Because that one felt like a Christmas. Like it was Christmas. This felt like we're just sprinkling in some Christmas.
Yeah, this is this is something that's happening during Christmas, not it's a Christmas episode. What happened in the Megaforce ones?
There was Robo Knight.
There was Robo Knight.
And then there wasn't one for Super Megaforce.
There wasn't?
There was not?
No, they have to be. They do this. No, they
didn't.
Time.
They did not do one. I swear. Because Legendary Battle happened, and there was nothing after that. I 100% guarantee you there was not a Super Megaforce Christmas episode. I don't think there was a Halloween episode.
I was going to say, there's only 20 episodes listed on Wiki.
So, yeah, they just didn't do it that year.
Yeah, it would be 2022 if they did specials. So, yeah, you're right. There's nothing. So, all right. I think,
they spent all their money flying those Lost Galaxy cast members out. You know, they just didn't have the money.
It was all spent on that astronomer head. That's right.
That was the budget for the whole Halloween episode. Just gone.
Oh boy. I mean, it's hard asking me to pick between these few. It really is. Like,
I give it a meh. There you go. Done.
Yeah, a meh out of eh.
Well, that's unfortunate. Like, because he said, look, guys, people, listeners of the show, right? As we prepare for the show in our chat, right? And many moons ago, Jared's like, man, we need to do a holiday episode. Yeah, that would be great. That'd be awesome. You know why? Because holidays. Ain't right? Yeah. And we're like, yeah, sure. Then the Halloween episode happened, and it was decent, mm-hmm. right? It was like, it wasn't, mm-hmm. it didn't offend, right? And it was like, man, whoo, can't wait for that holiday episode that we're gonna do, because it's gonna be great. Holidays. Ain't right? And then we, and now we're here, and you're like, oh.
Well, that's the thing, is part of the reason why I wanted to do a holiday special was so I could actually watch these again and remember what the heck happened in some of them. I'd have actually have a reason to. And now that I say that, now that I'm looking at the Wikipedia, the worst holiday special is probably the Super Samurai one, because that's the one where they were just stuck in the Megazord reminiscing.
I would put that over Robo Night Before Christmas, because again, not racist.
True, like, but this was probably the least effort yeah. for one.
Yes. Oh God, yeah, God.
It was literally we're stuck in there, and then which is the smart one, Mike, Kevin?
Kevin.
Kevin was fixing it. Well, they all do flashbacks, and at the very end, they just show up at home, like, oh, we're in time for Christmas, and that was it. So, that's probably the worst.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of. I'm not currently a big fan of any of the samurai specials. You know, I'm just like, eh, I got, okay, well, someone got a bike. Woo, yay. It's snowing. Yay, great. Whatever. Dude, good for you. So I'm not really, I don't really care. And, you know, poverty.
The first Dino Charge Christmas special was fine. It's fine. Like, Chase is going to go to New Zealand. You know, the Zord flies in there.
Yeah.
It was cute.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I will say this. I will say that Dino Charge special was really good, surprisingly, to know that I think one of the first times we're like, wait a minute. Wait, this is the real finale. Like, this is the real finale, not like the finale. This right here is the real finale. And so, and then the episode wasn't terrible. So it was like, oh, okay, this is a nice surprise. So, yeah, I remember not being offended by that either, but not offended.
And we also had to be fair, the Christmas, like the Dino Supercharged finale with the dinosaurs with Christmas hats, because we were all like, because after that finale, we're like, ah, you know, Christmas special will be set, you know, during the season. It'll be fine. Because we didn't know, right? Because we had only seen one other Christmas special that aired after the series, and that was Super Samurai, and that took place during the show. So we're like, okay, it'll be fine. For 5 seconds, you see that dinosaur Christmas hat, you're like, oh no. Mm-hmm. So it was almost just like, it was funny how bad it was.
Yeah. It's just a weird, I just don't get it. It's just a very weird thing, the way they do this.
I mean, I could say that for a lot of this era of Power Rangers, honestly. It's sort of like, why are you doing this? And as much as I always want to take into consideration what goes on behind the scenes and, you know, or the time and budget, the infamous time and budget. At the end of the day, you have to grade what you see on screen, and what I'm seeing is not that great. I would, if I knew what was going on behind the scenes, and I could, like, oh, well, they had to work with this. Oh, okay. I would appreciate it a little bit more, but I would still, but at the end of the day, you have to grade what it is. Cause honestly, we as an audience are not supposed to know all that behind the scenes stuff. We have to take what we see at more or less face value.
Well, we should have expected this. Remember, this is the era of Power Rangers that our very first season, Samurai, was. We'll air most of the season, then we'll air the premiere, then we'll air the finale, and then we'll air the Halloween and Christmas special.
I forgot they did that.
Like, what are you doing? What are you actually doing?
Well, because, you know, they didn't air that premiere until the end because it was awful.
Yeah.
It wasn't until the end. It was the third episode, you guys.
No. The actual premiere, the first two episodes, they did not air until the very end of the season.
No.
Yes.
No. Hold on.
I'm looking at it right now. The series premiered in February. The Origins Part 1 and 2 aired in October.
Okay, hold up.
Because Samurai premiered with The Team Unites. Third episode, we were all like, what the hell? Where is the actual premiere? And then like, months and months and months later, they finally aired Origins Part 1 and 2.
I was going to say, like, legit, episodes 3 through 18 aired in order, and then they took a break for 4 months.
Wait a minute.
Came back, aired the finale, then the two-part finale, then aired the two-part premiere, then aired the Halloween special, then aired Clash of the Red Rangers. That's ridiculous.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, and then the Christmas special. So.
Wait, what?
Did you forget about this, Lisa?
No. I just maybe I remembered them airing the Team Unites first. I remember that. Mm-hmm. And I remembered them airing some episodes, but then I thought that they went back to the premiere earlier in the season.
No, it was at the end, yo.
It was at the very end.
Why did they do that?
Like, literally, in the first episode, it says, no, this episode was aired out of chronological order after the rest of the season, aside from the specials, had already premiered.
When I talked to James W. Bates, he gave a theory. Like, he wasn't privy to what Nickelodeon was saying. He's like, they thought that the third episode was better. You know, it had a better character focus for Mike. They thought kids might like him, and that's why he thought that they picked that one instead.
This is so crazy. That they're like, hey, listen, you know the premiere as a two-parter, right? You spent all that time with your premiere.
And they premiered it. Like, they premiered it at like 8 o'clock or something, didn't they? On like a weekday?
Oh, don't you remember that? I don't remember. But like what you just said, that theory, that holds up if you're like, if you air your premiere and then you're like, I don't think episode 3 is very strong. Let's show episode 6.
Yeah.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. You could do that.
Mm-hmm. But not like the premiere.
Like, yes, the premiere was awful. It was, but it just confused all of us. We were just like, what? And then that's what led to the infamous Power Rangers Twitter, all will be revealed.
Oh, no. Like, and I remember because we were still, like, semi-active on Ranger Board at that time, and it was just people going back and forth, and we were just, there was an assumption for a long time that there was just never going to be a premiere. Just
like it was just devised that way.
Right. Like, they just said, it's a new era. Let's just hit the ground running. We've already got, you just pretend you've already known these Rangers. Let's do it.
But they had already aired clips. They had shown clips from the actual premiere. They had shown them as sneak peeks or something. So that's what confused everybody even more.
I think it was the episode where it was either Jaden or Mike or one of them, like, was, or Kevin, I think it was Kevin, was like mind controlled. So they were like, tell me, like, remember back when, you know, when we started, like, they were doing like brief flashbacks, but they were from the premiere.
Right. Yes. Yeah. That's right. So we were like, wait a minute, what's happening? And to be fair, like, the airing schedule is not, you know, Saban's fault. That was all Nickelodeon, you know, supposedly, but it's still, and I know that, Lisa, you were asking people like to rank all of the Saban seasons, on social media.
I was going to save that for till we end, but yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the reason I bring that up was that someone answered, they said one of their least favorite seasons was the hiatus.
Stupid.
The 5 months between each season, like the 5 months in the middle between each season. I'm like, that happened, man. That's probably going to keep happening too, as long as Power Rangers is on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, that's just how it works. But, I think number one ranking these seasons is going to be the reversioning. I think that's number one.
Oh, yeah. We have reversioning really high up there. You know, betrayed, you know, betrayed little graphic when Tommy shoots Jason in the back. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Like, I like Jason posing in front of the Q-Rex and then the guy who did the reversion swearing that's not the Q-Rex. That was fun.
But for real, do you want us to do the ranking, Lisa? We can do that.
Okay, no. What I was going to do was tell the folks that. So everything has ended, you know, and Ninja Steel is done. This is a wrap, but we ain't come back. So we came up with an idea that MPS would do our own ranking, not just of the past four series. Okay.
Four slash eight. I don't know.
That's why I said series, not seasons. But not them. No, we're not going to do that. Since it's the 25th anniversary, and since we need an end of show situation, that we would incorporate our own top 25. We're going to rank all 25 seasons, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
That is a thing that we're doing.
So get ready for that.
Yes.
So, and it's, I'm ready, because, like, there's going to be calculations and how we're going to do this. Like, it's a whole thing. And so I'm looking forward to what our collective ranking is, because we don't all know. We don't know until... Right. Tally up the votes.
And I think the other another question we could answer is the one I posed earlier today, which is, if you know somebody who's never seen a second of Power Rangers, not at all, I mean, they know what the concept is, obviously, because it's part of the zeitgeist, but if they've never seen a second, what would be the season you give them? Just one season, be like, this is Power Rangers in a nutshell. Watch this one season. If you like it, maybe you'll get into the franchise as a whole. Because I don't necessarily think your favorite season is going to always be the season you would give somebody. So I think that's an interesting question for everybody to mull over as individuals.
Yeah, I'll put up another question, poll, feedback situation in the next couple of weeks or something like that.
Right, because, like, I think for a lot of people, like, for example, people would say, like, I love Zio. Zio's my favorite, but Zio's a continuation of three seasons of MMPR. Is that necessarily the season you would tell people, this is the first one you should watch? Mm. That sort of thing. So.
Well, yes, but no, sorry, no, I'm kidding. you guys, I am looking forward to moving on to not Ninja Steel.
Like, just something new and different. Like, you know, even if it is the same kind of stuff, like, you know, at least Beast Morphers will be a little different for a minute. That would be nice.
It looks different, at least, right? Suits? Mecha? Different? That actually is something that I'd like to see them do something with, because GoBusters was the whole, one of the big deals about it was the fact that a lot of the times one or two of the Rangers would be having the mecha battle and the rest of the team would still be having the ground battle. Like, it wasn't, oh, we beat the monster, grow big, now we all go over here and do this. So maybe they could try to do something a little different, some more character, I don't know. We could, hope springs eternal, right, guys? Right?
Right, guys?
Huh?
I want to believe. You gotta believe.
Gotta believe.
Wrong show.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. We have to be in Japan to say that.